Watch-I am fully to blame, New York DA Sandra Dorley apologizes for berating policemen over ticket. By Amy Furr on April 29, 2024. A New York district attorney apologized after a recent outburst directed at a police officer who pulled her over for speeding. Body cam footage caught the moments Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley encountered a police officer in Webster after she was caught speeding. She has since released a video apology, the New York Post reported Monday. "Last Monday I failed you in the standards that I hold myself to, and for that I am so sorry. What I did was wrong, no excuses. I take full responsibility for my actions," Dorley said in the video. "I didn't treat this officer with the respect he deserved. All police officers deserve respect. I am truly and sincerely sorry. I had just come from work. I was dealing with three homicides that had occurred over the weekend. I watched a video where an innocent cab driver was executed. And I was still reeling from a frightening medical concern that my husband received that afternoon. But we all have bad days and stress, and it was wrong for me to take it out on an officer who was simply doing his job. Police already have a tough job, and that day I made this officer's job harder. To the community, I owe you full transparency," Dorley continued, explaining that she has pleaded guilty to the speeding ticket and will pay the fine. She also said she referred the matter to another district attorney for review and will self-report what happened to the grievance committee. In 2019, Breitbart News reported that a political action committee, PAC, funded by billionaire George Soros, spent more than $800,000 to take down a hard-on-crime New York State district attorney, but voters re-elected her on Tuesday. In Monroe County, New York, voters re-elected District Attorney Sandra Dorley with 56% against Democrat Shawnee Curry Mitchell, who had promised not to prosecute low-level drug crimes. Dorley, on the other hand, has gone after opioid, heroin, and fentanyl drug dealers with homicide charges when their clients have fatally overdosed. Dorley has faced huge criticism after the body cam footage of the incident was released, according to Breitbart News. She had reportedly been driving 55 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. She and the officer later ended up in her garage during the exchange. The outlet detailed the conversation. The officer tried to explain that he was just doing his job and that Dorley knows better than to ignore police orders. But she dismissively said, "I know the law better than you. Why is it you're so against me? I'm doing my job. You say you're a DA?" the officer asked her at one point. "I am the DA," Dorley replied, getting her badge out of her SUV as she called him an asshole. Readers can watch the exchange here. Now, the Rochester City Council is calling for New York Attorney General Letitia James to investigate Dorley over the incident, according to WHAM. In her apology video, Dorley said, "I will take ethics training to remind myself that professionalism matters. I have been humbled by my own stupidity and I am fully to blame. I will make this right. I ask for your forgiveness."